the nationwide doctors' strike ends, Studio 7 reports that the Public Service Association, which represents state workers, says its members will go on strike unless they see results from the ongoing pay negotiations with the government. The association wants entry-level salaries of $402 with another $100 allowance for housing and transport. Civil servants currently earn $140 a month. State media reports that the government has, with immediate effect, further reduced passport fees. A standard passport now costs $140, down from $170. An urgent passport, processed within 2 working days, now costs $250, down from $350. According to a report in the Zimbabwean newspaper, the Zimbabwe Tourism Authority, ZTA, has said the country needs to clean up its image and deal with negative effects of communicable diseases such as cholera and H1N1 swine flu if the country is to benefit from next year's World Cup in neighboring South Africa. ZANU-PF legislator for Chivihi Central and former Minister for Indigenization and Empowerment, Paul Mangwana, told an investment conference in Harare that the land reform program had backfired. Mr. Mangwana said, "The implementation of the indigenization law has to be on a step-by-step basis rather than be in a revolutionary manner. Land reform was taken up in a revolutionary manner. Land was just taken. We don't want to walk that road again." SW Radio Africa reports that the new toll system instituted by the Ministry of Transport earlier this month is causing chaos. Problems experienced include receipts running out and often no change is available. Zimbabweans want transparency and accountability. How much money collected at the tolls is actually making its way to the Transport Ministry, and how is it being spent? Former Zimbabwe cricket captain Heath Streak has been appointed national bowling consultant. In an interview with Studio 7, Zimbabwe cricket chief executive Ozias Mvute said, "Cricket is a national sport, and regardless of race, color, or creed, we want everybody to be involved. Streak is widely acknowledged as the best fast bowler Zimbabwe has ever produced." For more information about current news and issues in Zimbabwe, please visit the INZWA page on www.kubatana.net or email fresh@kubatana.net.